Okay, we're going to start here on the top of Yuzayin Amud Aleph. We read the Mishnah at the end of yesterday's daf. I'm just going to review the tail end of the Mishnah because that's what Gemara is going to deal with today. That's on the first line on Yuzayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Asa Shugeg Kemezid Bitmura, Velo Asa Shugeg Kemezid Bemakdishim. When it comes to Tmura, Shugeg and Mezid have the same din, which is not true when you're coming to be Makdish, primary Kedusha. Shugeg and Mezid do not have the same din. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hakil Ayim Vatrefa Beyotze Dolphin Vatumtum Vajoginus. All of these five problematic animals, a mixed breed, a trefa, someone that came out as a cesarean section, not through the birth canal, tumtun and juguenos have gender issues, lo kedoshim velo makdishim, they cannot become kodesh, and they cannot be makdish others. Now Gemara is going to investigate each of these two opinions of the Tanaim. My time at the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. What is the reason behind Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's position that by tmura, shokei karehu kamezid, Amakra iya kodesh, v'haya tumurato iya kodesh, the iya is a havaya, an additional havaya, ravot shogeg kemezid, to tell you that no matter what, it works. Hechidami shogeg kemezid. How does this? What's the manifestation of such a case of shogeg kemezid? Amar chizki akisavar shehu mutar la'amir. They thought that it was mutar to do tmura. So they're over here, by tmura, loki. Then they'll get malkot for it. The Rabbi Beikra, because the pasuk includes shogeg kemezid. By kodeshim, if it's a baal mum, and you're trying to be makdisha the mizbeach, lo loki, you won't get malkot for it, because we don't have any malkot, except you have mezin atra, if you do something wrong with regards to kodeshim. So that's the first part of the girsa. There's another girsa over here, and it's major malkot about whether this is included, is whether gabi tmura kadish, by tmura it works to make it kodesh, gabi kodeshim lo kadish. By kodeshim it doesn't work. You are successful at creating dusha when you do it through tmura, in terms of doing the exchange. Even if you think it's mutar, it's not really mutar, but if you think it's mutar and you do it, you'll still be successful making the Kodesh. On the other hand, by Kodeshim, if you think something's okay, or it's okay to make this Kodesh, and it turns out it's not, you will not be successful making a Kodesh, because that's called Hekdesh Taut, and it'll fail. If it's a Baal Mum, and you're trying to be Makdisha the Mizbeach, you won't get Malkot for it. And number two is, it won't turn out to be Hekdesh. Now this major Machloket, turns out, is a Machloket in the Balei HaTosafot. Tosafot mentions it over here. Vitzvarim de Garse Gavi Tmura Kadish Velo Kadish. And there's the Girsa Rishona, which says Lucky and Low Lucky. And he says, Rabbeinu Baruch, Rabbeinu Shimon Mishantz, the Rosh Mishantz, and Rabbeinu Baruch, Ifligu Baharbei. They argued vehemently about this issue. Miesh Malkot b'shogeg d'tmura. Do you really get Malkot when it comes to the Shogeg of d'tmura? We know that the Kedusha works. The question is, do you get Malkot? And the Machlokot revolve around our Girsaner here. Umatzabasfarim Chalukim Hacha. If you look in the different Kitveyat, and then if you're in manuscripts, there's a stira. Some of them say lucky, some don't. And they say lucky. So we have no proof from this. And we mentioned also early in the Masech that we discussed as with regards to Tosafot. Over there is a question that Gir says, well, whether you include lucky or not lucky. So here, this machloket has to do with how you are gores here in the Gemara. I read both of the Girsot, one which says that it's successful making Kedusha, not successful. Tmura is successful, Kodesh is not. Or, Tmura gets Malkot, Kodesh does not get Malkot. Both of them are referencing a scenario. He thinks that it's mutar to do tmura, and by kodesh, he thinks that it's mutar to be makdisha baal mum lemizbeach. So over there, you don't get malkot by kodesh, and you aren't successful in making a kodesh. Whereas by tmura, that's not the case. Tmura, you're successful doing the tmura, and you would get malkot in those cases. Again, it's a subject to machloket, which is the proper girsa over here, and that will determine or have a lot of the implications of whether you do get malkot when it comes to shogeg by tmura. So that's the understanding or the explanation according to Chizkiyah. Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan here, the girsa can't be both of them, because Gemara is going to bring a position from Rabbi Yochanan again later on. The way the Shita reads it is, this is only Rabbi Yochanan's position over here. Rechona Amar Mikasavar Lomar Tmurat Ola. He thought he was saying that it's going to exchange for Ola, Vamar Tmurat Shalamim. Instead, he said Tmurat Shalamim. He is successful. Gabe Tmurat Shalamim Kadish. He's successful at it. Gabi kodeshim, lo kadish. By kodesh, you're not successful because that's called hekdesh taot. Hekdesh taot doesn't work. By tmurat taot, it does work. That's what it means, shogei kim mezid. Lishna achrina, kesavar lomar shachor v'amar lavan. I meant to say that it would be a black animal that's going to be in place. Instead, he said a white animal. So his makshava wasn't carried out. What he said, bepeh, he didn't have a makshava. Again, by tmurat, it'll be successful. Gabi tmurat, lucky. Gabi kodeshim, lo lucky. Again, the question of lucky or whether it means Gabe Tumura Kadish, it works, he's successful being Makdish it, and Gabe Kodeshim, Lo Kadish. It doesn't work because it's Hekdesh Taot. Again, the same Machlok we saw before about the Girsa will apply here as well. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Now the Shita changed before to say that was Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and says this is Reish Lakish's opinion. When he says he wants to do pidyon on this tamim, he thinks he's going to not do tamura but do pidyon. Nevertheless, it works. The tamura works, and he gets malkot for it. Gabay kodoshim, as Rashi says, what's the equivalent case by kodoshim? That he thinks that kodoshim are surim lezarim. He knows that kodoshim he can't eat with zarim. But he says if they get a mum, he thinks you can eat them without having to redeem them. So over here, by kodoshim, shenol ben mum v'nechalim below pidyon, he thinks that they can eat them without a pidyon. Though lucky, there he won't get malkot, because it's really a shogeg. He thought that it was totally mutartit. By tmura, case here, where he thinks that it's okay to do it in this manner, a pidyon, instead of tmura. So therefore he thinks it's mutar to eat it, he'll get malkot, and he'll be successful in making a kodesh over there. Sheshin Amar is the last way to explain what shogeg kemezit is. Ganes the bayit zeh. I'm going to go into this house, v'atish, and I'm going to makdish this animal, v'amir, and then I'm going to make tmura, midati. That's his intention. Now, whether he actually says it, or according to the Bach, the Girsin Rashi is that he thought this, v'nichnas, and then he goes in, v'amir, v'akdish. He does it out of order. He first does tmura, and then he does akdasha, shalom midato. That's considered shalom midato. The hakdesh will not be successful, whereas the tmura will be successful. By tmura, lucky. By kodashim, lo lucky. By kodashim, he will not get malkot because it's shogeg, and hakdesh betahut is no shme hakdesh. By tmura, he'll be successful, even though this was not his intent. Tosafot does not like this explanation of Rashi in Rav Sheshet, and therefore he offers an alternative explanation, which is that he said, I'm going to walk into this house. When I walk into the house, this is what I want to happen. This will become tmura, and this will become kodesh. He walks into the house and he never states another word. In that case, tmura will be effective and happen, even though he no longer thinks or he never recalls what he had said outside. Kodesh will not be successful because at the moment that the hekdesh is chal, he has to have that in mind. He has to have his dad there. And that will be the difference according to Tosafot, whereby tmura will be successful, he will get malkot. By kodeshim, he'll be unsuccessful and he will not get malkot, or he will not be successful in making a kodesh. Now Rabbi Eliezer Omer, akilayim v'treifa lo kedushim velo makdishim. They can't become kodesh and they're not makdish other things. So now we're going to explain this. Amar Shmuel lo kedushim b'tmura. They don't become kodesh. They cannot accept kedusha from another animal if you have tmura from another animal onto them. Velo makdishim lasot tmura. If they are kodesh, they can't contribute or they can't move that kedusha to something else to create tmura. Okay, you just said here that they have no possibility of becoming kodesh. You can't be makdish and bepeh. You can't create kodesh through tmura. Then how is there ever a case where they're kodesh and you're trying to transfer that kedusha to something else? They themselves can't become kodesh. These are the cases. He was first makdish veima. The treifa happened after it was already kodesh. That's the case where we say it's not permitted or it doesn't work to make tmura from them. Makdish vlad b'meimo. It's a case where he's makdish the vlad while it's still in the mother. But it's not derech dofen, so the psul's not there yet. While it's in the mother's womb, it's a regular vlad, and therefore he can be makdish it. But then it comes out as a cesarean section, not through the birth canal. So that's as a case of manifestation of dusha on the vlad, even though it came out yotzei dofen. Aval kilayim v'tumtum adruginus, those cases which are congenital problems, yata mutze el bevladei kodoshim. You can only have that in a case where they're born to a mother who's kodesh. The mother's kodesh, then they, from the moment they're created, they have this issue. Since it's congenital, the dusha has to be a derivative of the mother. Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda we saw earlier in our perek, damar vlad usei tmura, that a vlad has the ability to create tmura. So, amar of papa, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the position of Rabbi Eliezer Bramistan? Says it's kebehemat meya. That they're compared to a behemat meya. Ma behemat meya lo karva velo nachta la kedusha d'guf. Just like a behemat meya does not go on the mizbeach, and therefore it does not attain kedusha d'guf, av hanach. So too these five things, lo karve velo nachta la kedusha d'guf. They don't go on the mizbeach, and they don't attain kedusha d'guf. Samalera papa, very bamum. If that really a principle you can establish, you have a case by Balmum. Delo Karif. Balmum doesn't go on the Mizbeach yet. V'nachtalak Kedushat Aguf. It can't attain Kedushat Aguf through Tmura. You can create a Balmum and have it have Kedushat Aguf. Samadei. Balmum Karev Bimino. When it comes to a Balmum, you have other species within its category that go on the Mizbeach. This happens to be eliminated. Somebody says, Yochi Treifa Nami. Treifa has the same then. Hakarva Bimino. True, the Treifa can't go on, but anybody else in its species can go on as long as it's not a Treifa. Elama Rava. This is how you have to amend it to read this way. Kibeimat mea, ma beimat mea pasula goof. Beimat mea is a problem, an inherent problem in the animal. Avkob psula goof. Also, all these items which are congenital are real issues for the animal that they're born with and are permanent for them. Avuge balmum. Talking about a mom, the psul chisaroninu. Problem with the balmum is not because there's something wrong with the goof, it's something that they're missing something. There's a chisaron in them. When you look at Parshat Mumim, there are also congenital problems there, congenital Mumim, like Sarua, which is an uneven limbs, or Kalut, where it doesn't have split hooves. Those are Psulim, the Korban. They are not Chisaron, they're not missing anything yet. They have a congenital problem. Vahani Pasula Guf Ninu. Those Mumim are Psula Guf. And yet, we don't see their classification Baal Mum, and they're not going to Mizbeach, yet they still can attain Dushat HaGuf. Elamarova, Ki Beima Tmeya. This is how you have to amend it again to read like this. Like a Beima Tmeya. Ma Beima Tmeya Deleka Bimina. Just like Beima Tmeya, there's nothing in its species that can be brought. Avko Deleka Bimina. So something that has nothing within its category. La Fuke Baal Mum Daika Bimino. That comes to exclude a Baal Mum that doesn't have anything like it in its min. Maya Mart Trefa. What about Trefa Ika Bimina? Trefa, you do have something in that category that has something similar to it. Lo dami el baal mum. That's not similar to baal mum. Beima tmeya asura beachila. Trefa asura beachila. Trefa is much more like a beima tmeya. Beima tmeya you can't eat. Not only is that a problem in terms of the fact that it doesn't have anything in its min that is kasher, it also cannot be eaten. Trefa, yes, it has in its min something that can be brought in mizbeach, but nevertheless, it cannot be eaten. Baal mum doesn't have either. Baal mum has, first of all, that there are others in its min that can be brought. Plus, it can be eaten. A baal mum can be eaten. It's a kosher animal in terms of shechitat chulin. Now, what about the other categories? What about androgynous, tumtum, yotzei dofen, all these cases? They all have things that are kosher b'minam. So Rashi and Tosafot over here say that these are such unusual problems that they're considered to be bria b'fnei atzma. Androgynous, tumtum, that's a bria b'fnei atzma. Yotzei dofen, toiba, ininchi. It's considered to be such an unusual occurrence, something that's extraordinary. Therefore, it's its own category. And we don't say that they have in their min something that can be brought mizbeach because they are in a world on their own. That's what they say with regards to kilayim, yotzei dofen, androgynous, and tumtum. Now, Shmuel makes a statement. I'm a Shmuel. Magdisha de trefa. Someone who's magdisha trefa. Shricha mum kavua liftot alav. You need a full mum kavua to redeem it, meaning that it does attain kedushat haguf. Shmamina, if from that you conclude, podim at the kodeshim lachlam the klavim. If you're going to redeem this animal after it has kedushat haguf, you get a woman, you're going to redeem it. What are you going to do with the treifa? The only thing you can do is feed it to the dogs. Is that really true? We know that's not the case. Ela'ema, you have to say, osek dushal mita. Since it retains kedushat haguf, it has to die now. There's no other choice. There's nothing we can do with this animal since it was retained kedushat haguf. It's a treifa, and we can't be podeh. Therefore, it has to go to mita. And we can skip everything in the parentheses and go down to Rav Hoshea. When you're Magdisha Trefa, it's equivalent of Magdish items that have no Shaykhut to the Mizbeach whatsoever. It's like being Magdish something for its monetary value. And that's the same thing over here. This animal, you can buy it out anytime you want, and its monetary value is what will be given to Hekdesh. So now we're going to ask on Shmuel's position. Tanan. Kol HaKodoshim Shnasu Trefa Ein Podim Otan Lefi Shein Podim HaKodoshim Lechlam Klavim. This is what we asked from this Mishnah before, that all the Kodeshim that become a Trefa, you cannot redeem them because you can't be Podeh Kodesh to give it to Klavim, to the dogs. Taima the Nasu. That's only because they became Trefa after they were Kodesh. Hayumi Kara. Had they been Trefot from the beginning, Podino Tam, then you could redeem them. Well, if you can redeem them, that sounds like there is no Kedushat HaGuf over here. You're saying that Shmuel now says that has Kedushat HaGuf that you can't redeem them. Here you see you can redeem them. Maybe this Tana holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that anything that's not Ra'ui to attain Kedushat HaGuf never attains Kedushat HaGuf. You can't create Kedushat HaGuf in it. But Shmuel says, I'll hold like the Chachamim. I'm not going to hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Tashma. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, in our Mishnah, Kilayim, Yotzei Dov, and Treifa, Tum, Tum, Androgynous, Lo Kedoshim, Lo Maktishim, Vama Shmuel, Lo Kedoshim, Bitmura, Velo Maktishim, Laso Tumura. Betanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Vichim, Achar, Shein Kedoshim, Eichan Maktishin, Ela Yata Motzel, Lo Maktish, Beima. So there, when you makdish the animal, and then it becomes a treifa. Ha'ita treifa mikara, lo nachalak dusha d'guf. Had it been a treifa from the beginning, then you makdish it, it doesn't work. So that's not like Shmuel again. We see here that there is no dusha d'guf. So Amar Lecha Shmuel again, he'll answer the same way. Dilma achtana, meaning Rabbi Meir, savar l'kol heichad lo chazi l'gufa like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's not ra'ui for its goof to go to Mizbeach, no lachalak dusha d'guf. It never attains dusha d'guf. But I hold like the chachamim, that it can attain dusha d'guf, even though it's not ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach, even though its goof is not ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach. And that we leave as a between Shmuel and Rav Hoshea as to whether something as problematic as a treifa from the beginning can it attain kedushat haguf? You're magdish a treifa that exists already. What type of kedushat does it attain? Shmuel says kedushat haguf and has to go to mita. Rav Hoshea says it's worthless. It's like being magdish a piece of wood because that's all it is. It's a piece of wood. It has no shaykhut in terms of its din as an animal anymore. Number one, it can't go on mizbeach. Number two, it can't be eaten even as chulin because it's a treifa. Okay, with that we'll end the perek. Alright, now we're going to continue with the new parak, with the Mishnah. Elu kodashim, shivladu tehem, utmuru tehem, ki yotze behem. For these types of kodashim, their offspring and their tmurot are identical to them. Vlad shlamim. When it comes to a shlamim, first of all, shlamim can come as a nekeva. So since it can come in a nekeva, there's a possibility of having a vlad and an offspring. And tmura can happen whether it's a zachar or a nekeva. Those, a tmurat shlamim or an offspring of a shlamim, vladan, their first generation offspring, uvlad vladan, and their second generation offspring, avtsuf kol olam, forever, hariin shlamim. They are considered like full-fledged shlamim, utunim smicha. They require all the requirements, all the trappings of regular shlamim. First of all, with samach, you have to do smichanet. Nisachim, they come with the minchat nisachim and niske yayin that come along with the shlamim. Utnufat chazeh v'shok, and they require the wave offering of the chazeh v'shok, which are the matnot kuna that come off the shlamim. So these are full-fledged shlamim. So Gemara asks, came in the Tana, vladan, uvlad vladan. Since the Tana already mentioned their first generation offspring and their second generation offspring are shlamim, atzav kol olam, lomali. What do you have to add in? Atzav kol olam. It's already like there's an etc. there. Why do you have to say atzav kol olam? Tani dan shamei le Rabbi Eliezer in the next Mishnah, it's really the end of this Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer says, vlad shlamim lo ikrav shlamim. When it comes to a vlad shlamim, you don't put it on as a shlamim. Barmalei tana didan, so the tana, our tana responded to that knowing what Rabbi Lezer's position was. Lomi bai bipladan, uvlad vladan. It doesn't just mean their first generation, their second generation to lomadina lach. That I don't agree with you. Elafilo atzov kol olam lomadina lach. I don't agree with you forever. Any vlad, any offspring is classified as a shlamim, and I disagree wholeheartedly with you, Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why he said it. Tosfot does ask, then why didn't you just say atzov kol olam? Why do you have to say vladan, uvlad vladan, atzof olam? Just say vladan, atzof olam, and you've been fine. So those who says is lozu avzuk tani. That's a style of the Mishnah, literary style of the Mishnah, that even though in the end they're going to get to a point where it means everything, they still start in gradient steps, going from vlad to vlad vladan, and then all the way to atzof kol olam. Now the Gemara wants to know, what's the source for this? What's the source of the fact that a shlamim, its vlad, its offspring, and its tumura are karev shlamim? So the Gemara brings menahanimile. Those what says, we already have a pasuk that says, vayahu utmurato yakodesh. What do you mean menahanimile? We know that already from the pasuk. So the answer is that vayahu utmurato yakodesh doesn't tell us that it goes on the mizbeach, just tells us that it's kodesh. This puzzle comes to tell us, not only is it Kodesh, but it goes on the Mizbeach. Now we already had, by Bechor and Maser, we had a specific miut. We said, Haim, they go on the Mizbeach, but their Tmuratan and Vladan don't go on the Mizbeach. So why by Bechor and Maser I have to be Mayetit? And over here I have to have a special Reboy. It sounds like the default status is that they do go on the Mizbeach. The answer is, once I had the miut by Bechor and Maser to tell me that they go on the Mizbeach, the Vlad doesn't go on the Mizbeach, I would think that the same thing applies to Shlamim. So along comes the Reboy by Shlamim to say, no, don't learn like Bechor Maser by Shlamim. Shlamim its own entity, and there the Vlad and the Tumura do go on the Mizbeach. Datan Rabbanan, Zachar, Lerabot et HaVlad. Now this comes out of the Pasuk by Shlamim. It begins, the Parshia of Shlamim begins in Vayikra, Ivim Zevach Shlamim Karbano, Im Min HaBakar Hu Makriv, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, Tamim Yakribenu Bifnei Hashem. The Im Zachar Im Nekeva is extraneous in the Pasuk, because you could have just written the Pasuk, Im Zevach Shlamim Karmino, Im Min HaBakar Hu Makriv, Tamim Yakivenu Lifnei Hashem. And we would have known it was a Zachar and Nekeva, because there's no specification otherwise that it be a Zachar. So why do you have to write Im Zachar Im Nekeva? So Gemara says that this extraneous word Zachar comes to teach me the Ravodat of Vlad, to tell me that offspring of Shlamim have a din like Shlamim. Valo dinu. Why do you need that? It's a Kal v'chomer. Umat murash ein gedulei hekdesh. Tmura, which is a derivative of hekdesh, but not a direct blood derivative of hekdesh. Preva, that goes on as Vekh Shlamim. Vlad shigidulei hekdesh. That is an offspring, a literal offspring of hekdesh. Ein udin shikrav. Certainly that should have been put on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, no, you have a pircha to that Kal v'chomer. Malet tmura shenekein noheget b'chol ha-kodoshim. Tmura applies to all kodoshim. Tmura has effectiveness in all kodoshim. Tomar bevlad. How can you say this? Vlad ho ve'enu noheg b'chol ha-kodoshim. Enu karev. Since it's not noheg b'chol ha-kodoshim, maybe it should be put on the mizbeach. Why isn't it noheg b'chol ha-kodoshim, Vlad? Because not all karmanot can come from a female. Asham, Ola, only come from males. So there's no such concept as a Vlad Ola, a Vlad Asham, because they come from the males. So because of that, it's not something that is ubiquitous to all Kodeshim. Therefore, maybe the din would be different by Vlad. That's why Talmud Lomar, Zachar. That's why I have the Zachar, the Rabotet of Vlad. Nikeva, the extraneous word Nikeva, commands the Rabotet of Tmurat to tell me that Tmurat Shlamim also goes on the Mizbeach like a Shlamim. So, Enli Ela Tmurat Tmimim, the Vlad Tmimim. From what I understood so far from the Pasuk, Zachar and Nikeva come to include a Vlad, an offspring, and Tmurat, an exchange. Those animals that go on the Mizbeach are derivatives of Tmimim, of animals that were Ru'uim the Mizbeach. They didn't have any Mumim in them. How do I know that a Vlad Bale Mumim, a Vlad of an animal that has a blemish in it, or a Tmura, an exchange for an animal that has a Mum in it, and we know that works, because that's Rabbi Tov, Tobara, that's written by Tmura, Minayin, how do I know that those should end up on the Mizbeach? Talmud Omar, Im Zachar, the Rabot Vlad Bale Mumim, Im Nikeva, the Rabot Tmurat, balei mumim. So the extra word im in front of them, im zachar, im nekeva, that extra word of im comes to be mrabe, even things that are derivatives of balei mumim. So amar le'rav safra le'abai v'ipochana. Why don't you do it just the opposite? Why don't you say that im zachar comes to include a tmurat balei mumim, and im from nekeva comes to include a vlad balei mumim? Bai says, I don't understand the question. Mistavro, b'makom sh'nitrabto tmurat tmimim. From the place that we included tmurat tmimim, which was nekeva, nitrabba tmurat balei mumim. We're going to include tmurat balei mumim. That's why the im there is be all in the same category, same context, and then zachar will be the same thing. Zachar, we included vlad, so im zachar is going to include a vlad and bali mumim. So I'm like, mikamin alach lipoch im zachar im nekeva. I'm not asking you why you put the im and im here. I'm asking you kulei kra kamina. I'm asking you, why don't you flip the whole thing? Im a zachar rabote de tmura. Let's say zachar comes to be merabit tmura and the keva rabote de vlad. How do you know which one is which? Now really, the question's interesting because in the end, you end up with the same conclusion, which is that the drasha comes out. You have two words. You have a drasha for Vlad and a drasha for Tmura. It just seems like mashmaot or shim that he's asking over here. Why did you pick to include Tmura from the word nekeva and Vlad from the word zachar? Maybe because of the incongruence there that a nekeva should have the connection to Vlad and zachar really should have the connection to Tmura. And maybe that's what's bothering Rav Safra in Abaye's limud. So Abaye responds, Amalei, Vlad a lashavon zachar mashma, Tmura lashon nekeva mashma. Since Vlad is lashon zachar, therefore I included it from the word zachar. Tmura, which is a lashon nekeva, therefore I included it from the word nekeva. So even though technically nekeva is what produces the Vlad and zachar can create tmura, nevertheless I put the tmura together with the nekeva, because they're both lashon nekeva, and I put the Vlad together with the zachar, because they're both lashon zachar. Lamai hilkoto. What is this nafkamina lolocho, meaning a Vlad balimumim? Offspring of Balei Mumim and Tmurat Balei Mumim, what's the nafkamina in terms of what you do with them? So Amar Shmuel, the nafkamina is likarev, valiba de Rabbi Elazar. Elazar is coming up in tomorrow's daf in a Mishnah who says that when it comes to an olat nekeva, if you are makdish a nekeva, female animals in olah, which is not possible, you can only be makdish zicharim for an olah. So this nekeva does take on the properties of olah, even though it itself can go on mizbech, and if it has offspring, Rabbi Lazar believes that that offspring is put on the mizbech like a full-fledged korban. When Rabbi Lazar says Ola, that only works by Ola because the mother has a shame Ola. Now Rashi claims over here, he does it in tomorrow's daf as well, that the shame Ola that we're speaking about here is that by Ola we do find manifestations of an ekeva, and that's by Ola Ta'of. Ola Ta'of is gender neutral when it comes to Of, and we can bring an ekeva or a zachar, and therefore since we have such a manifestation of Ola by an ekeva, even by an animal, when you're Magdish, the mother, where is a female behema, it'll take on properties of the Ola, and the offspring will be Mukrav al Gamizbeach. But maybe, over here by Shlamim, that won't be true. Since Shlamim has no manifestation as a Baal Mum, you can't bring a Baal Mum Shlamim ever on the Mizbeach. Maybe it's Vlad, maybe its offspring shouldn't go on the Mizbeach. Kamash Malon, that we do. That's not the case. Tosva takes issue with Rashi's explanation, both here and on tomorrow's daf, that the reason that this nekevat ola is called a full-fledged ola is because we have a manifestation of it by ola tov. Doesn't say that's incorrect, and it can be proven by the sugya in 2 days, daf. Rashi does give an alternative explanation tomorrow's daf, which is that shem imo is an ola, meaning that the mother, which you're a makdish an ola, remains as an ola. But over here, that would be the same thing, because it would mean that it's a shalemim as well. And therefore, Tosfot comes up with another explanation. Tosfot brings the possibility that shem ola limo means that kdushak kdushat aguf. That a female, even though it can't go on the Mizbeach as an Ola, it attains the level of Kedushat HaGuf, and you can't redeem it. You can't redeem it because of that. And you have to use it for the Shem Ola. That is not true by, maybe, the Balei Mumim over here. The Balei Mumim, if you redeem them, then they do go out the Chulin. And you can redeem them, and you can remove the Kedushat from them. So maybe that was the difference. That was our Havamina, that maybe Ola and Shlamim are different because in a Keva and an Ola, even though in a Keva is not Ruhuyah the Ola, nevertheless, it attains Kedushat HaGuf, which is not true here by the Shlamim, that's a Baal Mum. So I would have thought that's why its Vlad goes on the Mizbeach. Kamash Vlad, that's not the case, that even a Vlad Shlamim will go on the Mizbeach when it's a Vlad of a Shlamim Baal Mumim. Barpada Amar Liriyah. What it means over here is that these Baal Mumim are Re'uim, meaning that if you have a Vlad Baal Mumim or a Tmurat Baal Mumim, they're Re'ui Liriyah, to go out and grace, to get a Mum, and then you use the proceeds to buy your Korban. Valiba Diriyakon, this includes even the Shita Rabbonon, who argue on Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah on Yud Chedam and Bet, and say that when you are Makdish and Nekeva for an Ola, the offspring does not go on the Mizbeach, but rather goes out to graze, and then you use the proceeds to buy an Ola. They'll say the same thing over here. And it's a Divya Kol. When we say over here that the din from the Breito about the fact that a Baal Mum that has a Vlad, or a Baal Mum that has made a Tmura, that their offspring are kadosh, they're kadosh l'riyah, not kadosh to go on mizbeach. Itmar, Rava amar li karev, vali b'd Rabbi Lazar, Rava has the same shito as Shmuel, and Rav Papa amar l'riyah, vali b'd Rabbi Kol, has the same shito as Bar Pado. We have another braita that brings the limud for our mishnah from somewhere else, which is Rak kodoshecha, only your kodoshim elu tmurot. This refers to tmurot. Asher yu lecha elu vladot. These are the offspring. Tisauvata yocho yachnisen el beit habichrei. Sounds like you have to bring those up to the mikdash. So the pasuk in the varim says Rak kodoshecha asher yu lecha una derecha tisauvata el makom asher yivchar Hashem. Basita olotecha basar v'adam amizbach Hashem elokecha.
What is this Rak Kodoshecha? You must bring up your Kodoshim.
So here we're saying Kodoshecha refers to your Tmurot. Asher Yudacha that you have, that you must bring up, that refers to Vladot. Tisalvata elamakom Hashem Charashem. You have to bring them up to the place that Hashem said. Now what does it mean when you have to bring them up to the place? So Yochel Yachnusen Beit Abichira, you take them up to the Mikdash. You continue to the Kippah, Kedesh Yamuto. That means that they're in the mita. Tamalomer, the next pasuk continues. Vasita olotecha vasar v'adam. Sherecha atak noeg bola, atan noeg v'tmura. Just like you handle an ola, which means it goes on the mizbech, so too you're going to handle a tmura. Kederach atan noeg b'shlamim. Just like you handle a shlamim, atan noeg b'vladei shlamim mutmura. So too you'll deal with a tmura b'shlamim or an offspring of a b'shlamim. Yoko kol kodoshim kein. I would think this would apply to all kodoshim, not just to shlamim and ola. Tamalomer, rak. Rak is a mute, divi rabbi shmal. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eno Tzarech, Hare Hu Omer, Hashem Hu. Hu Karei Vein Tmurata Kreva. So Rabbi Shmuel brings us the first half of this Braita. We're going to investigate Rabbi Shmuel's opinion in a second. Rabbi Kiva will have to wait till tomorrow's daf to deal with. Rabbi Kiva basically says we have a miut by Hashem. It says Hashem Hu. And Hashem itself goes on the Mizbeach, but its Tmura does not go on the Mizbeach. The Gemara will deal with why we need that separate pasuk by Rabbi Akiva and what it means by Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, let's understand Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Amar, Tisalvata. We have a Hamamina Yochol Yekachnisen El Beit Bechira. I would bring it up to the Mikdash and starve it, continue until the Kippah, and it's Lamita. Menateteha. Why would you ever think that? Came into Gamre. We have a halacha l'moshe misinai, chamesh chataot meitot. There are five chataot that are put to death. So if you need a halacha l'moshe misinai to tell you by chataot or meitot, that means hanach mikrev karve. Everything else goes on the mizbeach. So why would you ever have a havamino by shlamim that you would have to put it to death? Marutema chamesh chataot meitot bekol makom. I would thought halacha l'moshe misinai was a chamesh chataot or meitot anywhere. V'hanach, other kodeshim yamutu v'beit ha-bichira, they have to be brought up to the mikdash, and then they're konsino to the kippah. Mashmalan, that you don't have to be konsino to the kippah, v'asito lotecha, you put them on the mizbeach. Amar, again, we're investigating Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Yochol af kol kodeshim kein. I would think that this din of lad kodeshim and tmurat kodeshim, that they're put on mizbeach, applies to all kodeshim. Tamalomer rak kodeshecha, is a mute. Vlad daman, what are you being memayit over here? Idola, if you're coming to exclude an ola, that its offspring is not put on mizbeach, zacharu v'lav baraludehu. It's a male, and it doesn't give birth, so there is no such thing as a Vlad Ola. That's the halacha l'moshe misinai. We already know that a Vlad Chatat goes to Mita, so why do you need me to teach me how the pasuk of Rak? V'asham, what about an Asham? Gemiri la dilri'iyah azlo. We already have a halacha l'moshe misinai that echoes out to graze. The kol shebechatat meita b'asham ro'eh. Then anything by a chatat that has a din to die, a Vlad Chatat, then by Hashem, it goes out to graze and it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So what am I coming to exclude over here? And truthfully, by Hashem, you could ask the same question as Ola, which is that it's a male. And therefore, there is no Vlad when it comes to an Hashem. So lo Ola bechatat. We're talking about a chatat. V'hilcha dagimir Ola, the halacha the Moshe Mineh says, the mito goes to death. V'kra l'mute l'akra, when the puzzle comes to death, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. It says, v'ava atalya. How can you separate these two items? Kevon de la mita azla me'mel lo karva. It's going to be put to death. Of course it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Well, let's read it this way. Hilcha dala chatat. V'kra l'mute t'murat Hashem. The loch of the Moshe Mishnah comes to tell us about a t'murat chatat. And the puzzle comes to teach us about a t'murat Hashem. It says, hanami hilcha da gemirila. That's included in the halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai deals with chamesh chatot, one of which is a vlad chatat, another one of which is a tmurat chatat. And by an asham, they go out to graze. Why do I need the pasuk again? Darmei kosh v'chatat meitav asham ro'eh. Elokro mi boilet. No, we need the pasuk. Di avaru makrib kaibase. For a person, even though it's supposed to be l'mita, or an asham, it's supposed to be l'riya, and nevertheless, he's makrivit, despite that fact, even though he's in violation of the halacha l'moshe misinai, he'll be in addition in violation of the asay, that rak kodeshecha.
Only those things. Shlamim and olot go on the Mizbeach. Avlad, Avin Hashem, Avlad HaChatat, or a Tumrat Hashem or Tumrat Chatat, which have Aloch Lomosh Mishnayim associated with them, which prevent you or tell you that you have to do in the Mita. If you go ahead and ignore that Aloch Lomosh Mishnayim, put on Mizbeach, you're in violation of the Aseh, Rach Kodeshecha. So it adds on an additional aspect, Doraito, of an Isur Aseh, on top of the Aloch Lomosh Mishnayim, if you bring the Chatat, Tumrat Chatat, Vlad Chatat, Tumrat Hashem, Vlad Hashem, on the Mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop over here.